This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds on a Wednesday. SB Nation Radio, as we head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, where we find a member of the 2018 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Back in 2009, our next guest was voted as the number one player on the NFL Network's top 10 list of players not in the Hall of Fame. That wrong has been righted. Offensive guard for the Packers, Jerry Kramer, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Mr. Kramer, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, Matt. I'm doing great, thank you, and thanks for having me on.
If you could you walk us through your emotions and how you found out that you will be part of this Hall of Fame class?
Well, we had a situation where they were supposed to knock on the door on Saturday between 3 and 4. And if Mr. David Baker, the head of the NFL Hall of Fame, was at the door, you were in. And if the janitor was at the door, they'd pack up your stuff and hit the road. So I've got several of my children and several friends in the room at 3 o'clock, and I see a presentation about my position on the tube, and so it appears to me that the seniors are going to go early and will probably be notified early. That's just my supposition. So I'm figuring that, you know, if the guy's there between 3 and 3:20, we're probably in. If it's after that, we're probably out. So I'm up and down, as you can imagine. And we get to 3:30, and I'm starting downhill pretty good. And then we get word that they're late, not us, that they're late. So, okay, so we get a new breath of fresh air. And a couple of minutes later, well, maybe 5 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. And, oh, the whole room goes wacko and starts cheering and going, carrying on and whatnot. And we go to the door, and it's the maid.
So it was the janitor.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's standing there like a deer in the headlights, right? And she doesn't have a clue what's going on. And the foreign lady, I'm not sure where, but she just wondered what if she was going to be attacked or what. So we got that over with, and then it starts to slide again. You know, it's getting close to 3:45, and it doesn't look good. And maybe 3:50, and oh boy, that's down. We're not going to make it this year. It's just not in the cards. And then there's a booming door knock. I mean, boom, boom, boom. And I go, that's Mr. Baker. He's 6'9" and about 400 pounds and just a monster of a man. And I open the door and he's standing there with a big smile and got a half a dozen camera people behind him. And he gives me a big hug. And I said, David, you're the most beautiful man I have ever seen. And it was such a treat to see him instead of the janitor, that I just kind of overwhelmed by it all. But what a wonderful moment.
We're talking to Jerry Kramer, the member of the 2018 Hall of Fame class for the Pro Football Hall of Fame here on Pushing the Odds. Bart Starr and his family wrote a letter to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on your behalf this year. What did that mean to you, that a guy who you were obviously so close with in your playing days was willing to stand up and really go ahead, go to bat for you?
You know, that wasn't a surprise. Bart has always done the right thing at the right time, and he's a real class human being. It was very nice because he had been asked one time about who belonged to the Hall of Fame, and he said Bob Skowronski, our left tackle. And he's right about that, too, because Bob was a wonderful player and should be in the Hall of Fame. But he kind of got it straightened out that he was pulling for both Bob and I, and that's what I suspected along the way. But it was very nice, and I have great respect and admiration for Bart. And so to have him in my corner meant a lot to me. Paul Hornung was pushing for me too. He was doing shows and talking about it, and in fact, Joe Horrigan, I think he's the president of the Hall of Fame and day to day stuff. Excuse me, Joe said, Jerry, when I made the nomination, I got notified I was a finalist. He said, Jerry, I want you to know that this will cancel 90% of my incoming mail. So we had a lot of Packer fans writing in, and a lot of Packer Nation helping out. So it was a wonderful event.
I'm sure that means a lot to you that Packer fans took the time to do that, right?
Yeah, man. No question. I got a great relationship between the two of us.
Before we let you go, because I know you have to run to another interview, you were part of the Famer Packers sweep, and I've been talking a lot about the fact that the players are so big now that you can't run sweeps anymore in the NFL. Do you think the NFL should widen their field?
I don't know. Hadn't really thought of it. It might be interesting. Interesting to try it a couple times and see if I think it would certainly help the passing game a little bit too. Mm-hmm. But our guys are just so big, and they're more interested in weight than they are performance on the outside. You know, they just don't have the ability to get out there. And Fuzzy and I practiced that ad infinitum, ad nauseum. You know, we just went on and on and on. And we practiced it. We ran sweeps instead of wind sprints. So we practiced it at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. And Coach Lombardi, if we messed up, said, run it again. And after the first year when we messed up, one of the guys would say, run it again. So we'd line up and run it again. So we love to play and love to get out in front of it instead of hanging out with that 300-pound fella on the interior line. So it's a great play.
Mr. Kramer, congratulations on being named to the 2018 Pro Football Hall of Fame. Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it today.
Thank you. Pleasure being with you.
That is Jerry Kramer, Pro Football Hall of Famer now, and a guy who had been advocated for a lot of people, and the family of Bart Starr. Bart Starr, obviously, if you know the story, has had multiple strokes. His family wrote a letter on behalf of Bart to the Hall of Fame to advocate Jerry Kramer, and he gets in now. He takes his place among the upper echelon of the great Packers, but also the great football players. Pro football players out there. That was a lot of fun to hear his story. And if you have not seen some of the other videos the NFL put out, I would highly recommend watching Randy Moss's reaction to that very same experience that Jerry Kramer just explained to us of the door knock and having the member of the Hall of Fame stand there and say to the person, so-and-so, on behalf of the Hall of Fame, I would like to welcome you to to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and this will change your life. Because we've talked about it before. We talked about it yesterday, about the Baseball Hall of Fame. But when you're introduced, it's so-and-so Pro Football Hall of Famer or so-and-so, Baseball Hall of Famer. It becomes part of, it's like, Dr. So-and-so, it becomes part of your name. You're a Pro Football Hall of Famer. When you're introduced and when you're seen with people, it's you are one of the greatest to ever have played. You are one of the greatest to ever have done it. It's really a very special moment for football players, in particular those that waited a long time to get their opportunity to do so. All right, we're going to talk more about the Patriots next. Let's go to Jim O'Brien. Let's talk about what happened with the Patriots, what happened with Josh McDaniels. What does this mean for Belichick? What does this mean for the overall picture of the Patriots going forward? And who's to blame here for what happened with Josh McDaniels? We'll get to that next. SB Nation Radio.